Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman and Humboldt head cross country coach Joel Hoagland. The Humboldt football team opened the season Friday night with a 35-13 win over the Spencer Tigers. I caught up with Elman after the week one win for his team on the group's performance.
A testament to, once again, our kids, and, you know, it's been a while since we talked about it, but sorry, everybody out there, you're going to hear the same things as usual, but the way our kids played tonight and just kept battling, you know, they didn't give up. And I mean, they had multiple times inside the red zone, inside their own 50, and it looked pretty tough for us at times, but our kids just kept fighting all night long, you know, and that's that attitude that I think that we've just instilled here at Humboldt, is that this is how we're going to play. We're going to make life miserable for teams. We're going to, you know, bend, don't break maybe a little bit. And in the end, I'm just excited the way that we finished this game. Had a couple of big plays in that second half. Recovered a fumble for a touchdown. Anytime you get a defensive touchdown, it's a bonus. You know, I think we turned the ball over once, but I think we took three away from them. Maybe something like that. Had interception and two fumble recovers, something like that. So it's just a big night for us to take care of the ball the way we did, you know, especially with a new quarterback. And I thought our receivers played well. And I was just talking to Phil for the newspaper, too. And it's like, I think the unsung stat of the game is the way our receivers blocked on offense tonight. There was some huge blocks downfield. And I think that's a testament to what we want to do and who we want to be more than anything else is, you know, one guy might touch the ball, but those other 10 are going to do everything that they can to help him have success. And that's what we had. We had some big breaks in the run game and in the pass game. For that, I think that first touchdown to Chase Valley had a big block down the field, and it's just stuff like that that our kids do that maybe doesn't always get noticed, but I want to make sure to recognize.
Describe a little bit about what you saw, just the maturation, just in this game alone for Jackson Flaherty at the quarterback position.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was a little skittish, you know, just because why wouldn't you be? It's your first game at the helm. You know, you're back there, and you got to make decisions fast, and I think the game slowed down big time between the first quarter, you know, and midway through the fourth when we took him out. But I think he was able to, you know, just get some really good, some good solid looks at a tough defense. I think this is definitely one of those defenses that was going to give us a hard time all night long. But our O-line, I think, adjusted well. You know, I think we looked at some different things offensively that I feel like helped us a little bit too. So
offensive sound as well. Cash McIntyre, 3 rushing touchdowns, broke off a big 158 yards here tonight as well. What are you seeing from him now as a junior, as he's had a full season and under his belt and getting more comfortable in this offense?
You know, and that's after he went in to get, after getting smacked in the face and having his eye cut and had to be glued shut, and he comes back out and runs the ball just, you know, with a ton of pepped up aggression, I think, and he really did. He looked tough out there, and you know, and that's just, it's one of those, he's worked really, really hard. I mean, he has put in the time and the effort in the offseason to get himself in this position, and it paid off big time for him.
Second half, Cale Donahue punches out that football, and then Nash Palmer picks it up and sees a lot of green real estate in front of him to take it to the end zone. How big of a play is that to see from one of your senior leaders?
Huge play, you know, and it's things like that, you know, maybe go unsung, so to speak. But you know, like, everybody sees the guy score the touchdown, but they don't always see the ball get punched out. You know, guy making a play on the ball when he's making a tackle, and it's a huge play for us. And it definitely swung momentum, you know. And yeah, they got another score after that, but I think, you know, at that time, I feel like momentum had definitely shifted, and then we were able to punch two more in as well.
So, Coach, defensively, how would you rate the performance here tonight with your team stifling this Spencer team on a couple of long drives, especially early and then later on?
You know, I think that, again, running against the option is always hard, and especially week one, because you got a bunch of guys that are playing new in a position. You know, maybe they switch positions, maybe they hadn't started varsity football yet, and then having to face an option attack, it's tough. You know, and to be honest, the last 5 years, including this game, have been 2 years against Webster City and 3 years against Spencer, where it's either single wing, or, you know, 3 years of options. So we've definitely had to grow up fast because we've got to be super disciplined in everything that we do. And we just broke down a little bit discipline-wise tonight, but it's stuff that, I hate to use the term, but I'm excited about, is the kids are going to get to see it on film, because the film doesn't lie no matter what. They're going to be able to see the good things they did, but more importantly, we got to fix things, right? So we're going to go into that film, and we're going to see the things that we need to work on and fix, and we need to continue to do that.
With this week one victory, how was the foundation set moving forward for this program?
You know, I think it's always good to get week one. you know. And I actually was just looking back, and, you know, we've gotten week one every year since 2020, and I think that that's huge for us, is just to come out, get that first win. You know, it's not always about the winning. It's more about what you learn, and I think tonight was an opportunity for us to learn a lot. We learned a lot about ourselves, and we kind of learned about the amount of passion we have for the game and the amount of excitement we have when others make plays. And those are the things that every day in practice we talk about. Every day in the weight room we talk about. Be excited for the guy next to you. Don't worry about how you feel. We had a whole bunch of dudes tonight that were just that. They weren't worried about how they felt. They were just more excited about making plays and helping their teammates, and excited when their teammates made plays as well.
What was the message post-game to the group as you met at midfield?
Flush it. We got Clear Lake in a week. Dead serious. Flush it. We got Clear Lake in a week.
And it seems like a pretty quick conversation down there.
If you think they're not coming to do something to us, you got another thing coming. I think I just saw that they won like 69-0 over Four City. So I think that it's going to be one of those games. We just had a tough one under our belt, and I think we got the opportunity to learn a ton this week, and we're going to grow and get better. And that's what we got to get better for, or get ready for, no matter what. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters right now except the Lions coming to town next Friday at 7 o'clock.
Coach, the opportunity to face Clear Lake in a year that you're not district opponents. Mm-hmm. What's it mean to the program to have that week two here at Mason Rock Field?
It's a conference, you know, conference school. Gotta love that. It's a conference rival. You know, I think we get the opportunity to see some great athletes on the field, and they're going to test our mettle. We're going to test theirs. And, you know, I think it's one of those that's kind of vying to be a pretty big slobber knocker out there on the field.
A lot of games against Clear Lake in the last few years. Do you think that familiarity is going to help moving into this week?
You know, I'd like to think that we kind of know a little bit about each other after this. I mean, we played 3 times in the last 2 years, you know, 2 times last year in a three-game stretch, right? So it just makes it kind of fun and exciting. And, you know, like I said, I know they're going to have a big target on us after the last 3 games we played.
Final thoughts from tonight before we go.
So proud of our kids, so proud of the way the kids on the sideline, the kids on the field. Didn't matter, you know, when their name was called, they were ready to roll. Proud of our kids. Go Cats.
Well, thank you, Coach Hellman. Congratulations on the victory today, and want to wish you best of luck coming up on Friday against the Clear Lake Lions.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for all you do to support our kids.
The Humboldt cross country team season is underway after their first meet at Maines Grove on Thursday. I caught up with Hoagland earlier this week to discuss both programs and his first season as the head coach of the boys and girls teams.
It's gone well. The nice thing is Spencer is still a great resource. He just left not on bad terms, wanting to just back off a little bit, focus more on the basketball track. So he's been a great resource, giving me what I need, giving me stuff from last year. Kids are familiar. I helped out the last 2 years, so things have been good.
This girls program got a lot coming back. Just the thoughts on where that program is first.
They put in a huge summer. That's the biggest thing. The cool thing about cross country is you get in what you put, or you get out what you put in. They put in a huge summer, so they are just clicking on all cylinders right now. Bryn Malo, the two Fisher twins, and Macy Rogers are leading us up front. Then we got a good group of seniors, Peyton Elman, Elsie Stadelman, Kinley Nillis. They're all coming or bringing up that 4-5-6 or 5-6-7. We should have a great all-around team there. And then bunch of newcomers that I'm excited to see what they can do.
The leadership that you're seeing from those girls who are coming back, how big has it been here through practice?
It's been huge. I mean, they've just come in with a positive attitude, worked hard, showed the younger kids this is what it's like to be a part of the Humboldt cross country team. They haven't questioned me at all. I know it's a new voice that's leading them. They've just done everything that they've been asked, and even more than that.
And then on the boys side of the program, tell us what the boys program's looking like right now here as we get ready for the season to start.
Boys bring back quite a bit from last year as well. My big hope for them is to just continue to see improvement, improve that finish from where they were last year, and just really put in the time. Henry Kramer put in a huge summer, so excited to see what he gets to do this fall. And then, yeah, we just have a good group. Keaton Taylor, Carson Chambers, Nate Lynch, Joel Thurm. We just have Andrew Nedved, a good senior class that just really wants to be successful and is putting in the work to do that.
And for the youth on both of these teams, has anybody really jumped out here early?
I would say Avery Fisher's really jumped out. Her and her sister have just been stride for stride right with Bryn all fall, so I'm excited to see them once they get on the course, seeing what they can do over 3.1. And then he's not a newcomer, but he's still young. Henry Kramer's just done just a huge summer. Last fall, I think he figured it out. Track had started to click, and now he just really wants to be successful in the fall.
Some of this cooler weather's got to be starting to help out with practice a little bit.
I walked out on Saturday morning, and I felt like, hey, it's college football season, and when it's college football season, It's also cross country season. I'm ready for meets to roll around. I'm excited we're not going to Iowa Falls when it's 105 degrees, so I can really see what the kids are capable of instead of fighting the elements.
How would you describe the girls' team and the style of running that they do?
Oh, they just get after it. They just grind would be probably the word I use. It's not a lot of sit and kick. They're just always pressing. Hopefully that continues once we add that third mile on when we're at that race pace. But yeah, right now I just say grinding.
And how would you describe the boys' team so far, that mantra, their mentality?
You know, they're a little bit different. They're hard workers, but they like to show their speed at the end. So I would more call them not really sit and kick, but we're going to grind and then give what we can at the end.
And then, Coach, you want to plug the home meet upcoming this year as well?
Yeah, September 22, we'll be out at Joe Sheldon. I'd love to see as many people out there as we can.
And that's always a great course to run as well.
Yeah, it's different than we see anywhere else. It's always a little home field advantage for us going out there. We know what to expect. Other teams, it's kind of a learning experience for them. Really helps us out there.
What are you most excited about getting that role to be a head coach here your first year for the cross country programs?
Yeah, I've been an assistant coach for 8 of my 11 years teaching. It's different to take over that head job where I'm the one making the decisions, but I'm just excited to see the kids improve every day.
Appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck coming up for this team.
Hey, thanks. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.